She said she wanted her own horse, a bed for Patches so she could sleep in her room with her. Steve let out a roar of laughter. I went on. A Barbie dream house, some books, other things like dresses and makeup.
Makeup? He gasped. What the fuck does she need makeup for?
My failed attempts to hide my smile only made him frown more.
Fuck,
he said, his hand raking through his beautiful brown waves. Then she said she wanted a boyfriend, preferably Timothy Knox. Peeking over to watch his reaction, I thought he was going to blow the top of his head off.
Boyfriend? Who the fuck is Timothy Knox?
My cheeks ached from holding back laughter. He's a classmate. Sweet little boy. He always pulls her chair out for her if he is near, and he always sits next to her at lunch. Steed's eyes widened in horror.
What?
I looked ahead of me. If I kept staring at Steed, I was sure to start laughing my ass off.
You need to move him.
Lifting a brow, I asked, Move him? Move him where?
Away from my daughter. To another class.
Steed,
I'm the only kindergarten teacher.
I can't have him moved. Besides, I wouldn't even if I could.
Why not? The little bastard is going after our Chloe.
My breath seized in my throat. Our Chloe. Not wanting to make a big deal out of what he said, I ignored it. They're five. It's harmless.
It's not harmless if my daughter wants to be his girlfriend.
He shook his head and brought Marley to a stop.
I'm going to be sick.
A small part of me felt sorry for him. Then I probably shouldn't tell you she asked for a kiss from him also. Steed's face turned white, and he slid off of his horse. He stumbled for a few steps and dropped back onto his ass. It shouldn't have, but damn, it turned me on seeing him react this way. I knew I was making a mistake sliding off my horse, but I was tired of playing it safe. Besides, it was obvious that Steed needed me. Chapter 23 Paxton. Standing over Steed, I watched while he cradled his head in his hands.
This is payback. Karma. My sin's coming back to haunt me.
Sighing, I kicked at his boot. Stop it. You're making a big deal out of nothing. I thought we were going to ride. He glanced up at me.
Are you sure you can keep an eye on this little Timothy bastard?
I grimaced. Steed, I don't think you should be calling my students' names like bastard and little prick. He scoffed and stood up. I was about to say more, but my voice caught in my throat. I was so taken by this man's beauty that I struggled to think straight, let alone speak. His blue eyes popped against the off-white cowboy hat. My eyes traveled down to the day-old scruff on his face. I wanted desperately to feel it against my skin. Moving my gaze farther down, his tight blue t-shirt showed off his perfect, broad chest, and I swear you could see the faint outline of his six-pack abs. To say he had a nice body would be putting it lightly. His body was amazing. It was clear the man worked out. A lot. The tight Wrangler jeans and cowboy boots finished off the package. And what a freaking hot package. My mouth watered, but at the same time felt dry. My tongue zipped out and ran over my lips, anything to make my dry mouth feel wetter. Steed took a few steps toward me, and I backed up until I bumped into Allure.
You look like you've got something on your mind, Pax.
Oh, I do. You. Inside me. On top of me. Behind me. Making me scream out your name. I'd planned on telling Steed I was ready to take the next step today. I didn't think I could stand another moment with his burning hot body near me. I ached for his touch, longed to have him do all the things he had been promising to do. He lifted his hand and ran the back of it over my cheek, causing me to tremble. A slight lift to the corner of his mouth proved he was gauging my reactions.
Tell me, Pax. Tell me what you want.
I knew in my heart Steed meant every single word he had said about leaving, not coming home, being torn up about our child. His promise to never hurt me again. My stupid head was the one arguing with my heart. I closed my eyes. I was tired of listening to my head. It was time to follow my heart. Focusing only on him, I whispered, "You. I want you, Steed, more than anything." His eyes lit up.
"What are you saying?"
Pulling my lip in between my teeth, I inhaled a deep breath through my nose before letting it all out. "I want you, Steed." My voice sounded shaky, but not from fear, from desire. "I need you." A slow, crooked smile appeared as he cupped my face with his hands.
"Paxton, are you sure? Because I want you to be 100% sure about this."
My heart was beating like crazy. My body ached with anticipation. Steed acted as if he was going to take me here and now. What? Was he thinking he would fuck me up against the damn horse? The wetness between my legs grew. Shit. I'd be okay with that.
Paxton.
My eyes swung up to meet his. With a nod, I replied, "I'm sure." His eyes closed, and a look of relief washed over his face. I was positive it had been hard for him to keep his hands to himself these last few weeks. I loved him for doing it, though. Steve's mouth pressed against mine in a heated kiss. My hands quickly found their way under his T-shirt, my fingers moving across his skin over that perfect body of his. He dropped both hands from my face and slipped one under my shirt. My head was spinning with desire. A part of me wanted his hand in my pants, not under my shirt. When he pushed my bra up and started playing with my already hard nipple, I pulled my mouth from his and gasped for air. I was on fire, and the pulling and tugging of my nipple only fueled it. My body trembled against the rock-solid horse who had yet to budge. Steed's mouth was on my neck, kissing and licking, building my body up and making me ache even more.
Fucking hell, Pax. He drove me crazy.
The only thing I could do was let out a soft moan when he pushed my bra all the way up and started sucking on one nipple while pinching the other. Fuck. I forgot how amazing he was at getting me worked up.
"Are you wet, Pax?"
he asked, while his tongue licked and flicked my nipple. I needed help standing up, so I grabbed onto his shoulders. "You should find out for yourself," I managed. Steed's head popped up, and our eyes met. "Fuck," he gulped. With quick hands, he had my jeans undone and his hand down them. When his fingers brushed over my panties, I gasped, "Steed!" He pushed my jeans down and dropped to his knees. My breath was coming faster now. If this horse moves, I'm gonna fall straight back on my ass, especially with my jeans around my ankles.
"God damn it, I want to taste you."
Watching him pull my panties down was the hottest thing I think I'd ever seen. I could see the anticipation on his face. There was no way I could spread my legs enough, but somehow he managed to lick up my entire core and flick my clit. "Jesus!" I cried out. He stood and cupped my face, his eyes staring into mine.
"How long has it been, Paxton?"
I swallowed hard, not sure if my answer would kill the mood or not. 10 years. His eyes widened in surprise. He slowly shook his head and pushed his finger inside of me. My sharp intake of air made him slow down.
"No, don't. Please don't stop," I begged.
When he buried his face into my neck, I wrapped my arms around him.
"Baby, I'm so sorry,"
he whispered. I closed my eyes and let the feel of his finger moving take everything away. "More," I said in a needy voice. I didn't care how it sounded. If I had the guts, I would have told him to fuck me right here. Steed slipped another finger in and hissed.
"So fucking tight."
Oh, God, it felt so good. My mind started to wonder, what was his sex life like with Kim? Did he enjoy being with her? Was it meaningless sex, or did they connect? I couldn't help myself. I needed to know. How long has it been for you? I asked, with nothing but fear laced in my words. Steed stopped finger-fucking me and drew his head back.
A little over 6 years.
My heart dropped. What?
The night we conceived Chloe was the last night I had sex with Kim. It was our wedding night.
His words both made me happy and hurt like hell. Knowing he had married another woman still hurt, no matter what the reasons were behind it all. But then, knowing he never had sex with her after that, made my wounded heart feel a bit better. Their connection wasn't real. Nothing about their relationship was real, except for sweet Chloe. His soft lips ran over the edge of my jaw. His hot breath caused my heart to beat even faster.
It's always been you, Pax. Always you.
My hand gripped the back of his neck, pulling his mouth to mine. Our kiss was hungry, almost frantic. Steed's fingers moved again, building up my body to what I was sure was going to be the most explosive orgasm ever. My hips rocked against his hand. Shit, I needed more. I gripped his shirt, our tongues dancing erotically against each other. I broke the kiss long enough to pant out, "More!" Steed pushed another finger in. The salat burn caught me off guard. I tensed, and he stopped. "Don't stop!" I cried out.
"Jesus, Paxton, I need to fuck you."
His mouth was back on mine while his fingers worked me into a frenzy. Thrusting my hips faster, I moaned into his mouth, my release building and building to the point where I needed to come. My orgasm hit me so fast and hard it took my breath away. I choked out Steed's name. "Steed! Oh, God!"
"That's it, baby. Fuck, I can feel you coming."
When they say it felt so good, your eyes roll to the back of your head. Yeah, I was seeing freaking stars.
A haze filled my head as my body trembled with nothing but pure pleasure.
If his fingers could do this to me, what would his mouth feel like? Or him inside me? Another wave hit me just thinking about. "Oh, God! Steed, I'm coming again!"
"God damn it, Paxton,"
Steed said, his voice so low and deep, I knew he wanted the same thing as me.
"Need you, Steed, I need you inside of me. Please, please, fuck me."
It was right then that Allure decided she'd had enough. She started to walk off. My jeans were around my ankles, and Steed was totally in a daze from me begging him to fuck me. I'd let my lust-filled mind speak for me, and it was clear Steed had not prepared himself for that. He let go of me while he stared.
"Steed!"
I cried out as I stumbled back. It took him a few seconds to realize I was going down.
"Paxton!"
I grabbed his T-shirt, and we both went down. With a loud thump, we looked at each other and started laughing.
"Oh, my God, I'm in the middle of the pasture half-naked."
Laughing, Steed shook his head and gazed into my eyes. His beaming face faded. Our gaze deepened, and I didn't want to tell him the grass was itching the hell out of my ass. The moment was too beautiful.
"I've missed you so damn much," he said. "I wanted you to know that. There wasn't a single day that went by where I didn't think about you."
"I wish you would have come back."
His eyes closed, and he buried his face into my neck.
"So do I."
Steed laid over me with his face pressed against my skin. I had no idea how long we had been lying there.
"Steed? The horses?"
"They're fine."
"Well, my ass is itching so bad." Lifting his head, that sexy, crooked smile of his appeared. I could barely see his dimples through the scruff on his face. My stomach fluttered from the way he looked at me.
"Then we better get you up."
I giggled. "Please." He stood, then picked me up like I weighed nothing. Bending, he lifted my panties up, followed by my jeans.
Watching him do something as simple as that had my libido kicked into overdrive.
Again. He buttoned my jeans. God, he was handsome as hell. I swear he got more handsome as the years passed. Chewing on my lip, I felt my cheeks heat. Steve looked at me, his brows pinched together in question.
Why are you blushing, pumpkin?
My lips pressed together, and I had no idea what to say. My naughty words from earlier were not something my students' parents would expect to come from the kindergarten teacher. I'm embarrassed, I answered honestly. The smirk that moved across his face told me he knew exactly why I was embarrassed. Steed had always been a dirty talker. I was sure all the Parker boys were. The first time he made love to me, he was sweet and gentle, but didn't have a problem telling me my pussy was squeezing his cock. He drove me over the edge, and we both came together our first time. It was sexy and sweet and magical. I had known from that moment on no man would ever make me feel the way Steed did.
A little bit of grass on your ass is nothing to be embarrassed about.
I lifted my brow and tilted my head. He knew that wasn't why. With a chuckle, he put his hand on my cheek while he ran his thumb over my bottom lip.
Is it because he told me to fuck you?
I opened my mouth and bit down on his thumb. His eyes turned darker, and the grin turned to a full-blown smile. I whispered softly, "Yes, that's why."
Do you still want me to fuck you?
Chapter 24 Steed. Paxton's breath stalled, and I waited with anticipation for her answer. Her cheeks were still flushed from her orgasms. My dick was so fucking hard, and I had been positive I was going to come right there in my pants when she came the second time. Yes, my stomach dropped. Thank fuck. Finally. I would have waited forever for Paxton to be ready, but I wasn't going to lie to myself. It had been getting harder and harder to wait. I grabbed her hand and whistled. Both horses glanced up and walked away. Damn, we've got two smart girls, I said with a chuckle. Steed? Paxton asked with a soft voice. I focused on her eyes, hating the fear in them. Yeah, pumpkin? Her thumb came up to her mouth and she started to chew on her nail.
Well, I'm... Shit.
She dropped her hand and head at the same time. Staring down at the ground, she said,
I'm scared.
My finger lifted her chin until her beautiful eyes met mine. I am too, Pax. I'm scared, nervous, excited, worried. Hell, I have more emotions swirling around in my head than I've ever had. But you know what?
What?
She asked in the sweetest voice ever. Our love is worth it. The feelings between us are worth it. If you told me right now you wanted to go back and play Candyland with Chloe, I'd take you back to the house and kick your ass at it. Covering her mouth, she giggled. I'd do anything for you, Pax. But it doesn't mean I'm not scared to. Lifting on her toes, she kissed me.
I want this more than anything. I don't think I can wait a second longer.
I grinned. Good. Now let's go. I've got the perfect place. It didn't take Paxton long to figure out where we were going. I wanted to open the horses up in a fucking run just to get there. My dick was straining against my jeans still. All I kept hearing was Paxton moaning and saying my name, then telling me to fuck her. I wasn't going to last a minute inside her. I brought my horse down to a walk as we came up to the trail.
Steed, we're at the old house.
Smiling, I winked. Shit, I haven't been here since the last time we were together. I've no idea what condition it's in. Paxton made a face and we both laughed. We headed down the trail, and I pulled out my phone texting Trevor. Me. Gramps' old cabin, what kind of shape is it in? Trevor. Hell yeah, finally getting laid. It's in great shape. Me. It is?
Trevor.
Yeah, Dad had it totally remodeled a few years back. said he didn't want to see his dad's childhood home fall to the wayside. I wanted to lift my hands up to the heavens. Trevor, you do know I lost my virginity in that cabin. Me, I think all of us lost our virginity in that cabin. It was the only place besides the barn to bring our dates where we wouldn't get gone. Trevor, LOL, those walls have seen a lot of fucking. Me, and they're about to see more. Trevor, ha! Finally, dude. Maybe now you won't be such a bitch. Me, fuck you, Trevor. Trevor, the key is in a fake rock at the bottom left of the first step. Have fun. Me, got it. Thanks. Who are you texting? Paxton called out. Glancing over my shoulder, I answered. Trevor, he said the cabin's been remodeled. Really? Why? Something about Dad not wanting to see his father's place of birth fall apart. She smiled, and I gave Marley a small tug back on the reins. Should we tie them up? Paxton asked, looking at Allure and Marley. There was a small creek that flowed behind the cabin that I knew they would both want to get to. Nah, let them graze around here. They might want to get a drink. I don't think they'll wander too far. She lifted her brow, clearly not sure about my decision to let the horses wander free. Trust me, Pumpkin, they won't go far. I took her hand and led her to the cabin, stopping to get the key from where Trevor said it would be. I glanced down and looked for a rock big enough that would hold the key. After picking up a couple, I found the fake rock, then started up the stairs.
So you're not planning on this taking long if you think the horses won't go that far?
I glanced back at her and winked. Trust me, I can make it last longer than the first time we were here. She tried to hide her grin and failed. The first time I brought Paxton here, we were 16. It was our first time, and everything about that night was awkward. Neither of us knew what the fuck we were doing. Both of us were virgins. I'd gotten her off a few times with my hands and mouth. She'd done the same. But the moment I slipped inside her warm pussy, I had to bite on my cheek to keep from coming. I pumped all of 5 times and came so hard I almost passed out. My only saving grace was that Paxton had come right along with me. Embarrassing as fuck. That shit better not happen tonight. When we walked in, I switched on the light. We both let our gaze roam over the two-room cabin.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful in here.
She turned to me.
Did you plan for us to come here?
I shook my head. No, not at all.
Then what's with the fresh flowers on the table?
Shrugging, I walked over to them. Not sure. It doesn't look like anyone's been here for a while. Maybe they're fake.
Paxton leaned down and smelled the flowers. They're real. Someone's been here at least within the last few days.
Heading into the bedroom, I turned on the light. The bed was made and looked like it hadn't been touched in weeks. There was a light covering of dust on the side table. Well, doesn't look like anyone's been staying here. Maybe Mom brings them for some reason.
Paxton walked over to the fireplace and looked at all the photos. I guess when Dad remodeled, he added a few family pictures.
There's a picture of us, she gasped.
What? Really?
She peeked over her shoulder at me and grinned.
From high school. Looks like it was the Christmas of our senior year.
I couldn't help but smile. Shit, we look so damn young. Pointing to my older sister, Waylon, Paxton said,
Waylon is so beautiful. God, I always wanted to be like her.
I jerked my head back. Why?
Look at her. She's beautiful. Body to die for, and she wasn't afraid to go after what she wanted. Sometimes I wonder what would have happened if I had just gone after you.
We faced each other. Well, you're more beautiful than Waylon. Your body is fucking amazing, and we're done playing the what-if game. You're here, and I'm here. That's all that matters. She nodded.
You're absolutely right. So, what do we do now?
I tossed my head back and laughed. Jesus, it feels like our first time all over again. Her eyes searched my face while she chewed on her lip nervously. I reached up and pulled her lip out from her teeth. Except this time, I know what I'm doing, I added. The way her mouth dropped slightly open had my dick pressing on my jeans, begging to come out and play. I took her hand in mine, lacing our fingers together and walked us to the bedroom. The queen-size bed was a nice upgrade from the twin mattress we first had sex on. Plus, knowing all my brothers had brought their firsts here and used that bed was not something I was looking forward to again. When we walked into the room, I smiled and pulled her against me. The heat from her body drove me insane. I laced my hand through her beautiful brown hair. I pulled slightly, causing her to let out a sharp intake of air, and then moan. My lips moved across her neck with soft kisses.
"Steed," she whispered. "I'm going to make love to you, Paxton. Then I'm going to fuck the living shit out of you."
Her head dropped back.
"Yes," she hissed. "I've dreamed night after night about my cock buried balls deep inside you."
She swayed, and I grabbed her waist to steady her.
"I can't wait," she gasped as my lips moved to hers. "First, I want to taste you."
Chapter 25 Paxton. I was dizzy with desire. All the dirty words Steed whispered against my skin had me so worked up, I was sure all he would have to do was look at me down there and I'd come.
"Let me make you come on my tongue, Pax."
Jesus, what is he doing to me? Yes, okay, right. Hell, I couldn't even form a sentence. He chuckled, the bastard. He knew he was driving me crazy. He also knew I was a sucker for his dirty talk. Steed lifted my shirt over my head and tossed it to the floor, thanking God I'd worn my dark blue lace bra and panties, and that I'd shaved and waxed all the important areas. I knew the time was getting close to when I would beg him to take me. I just didn't know when the time would present itself. Better to be prepared. Reaching behind my back, he unclipped my bra and let it fall down my arms to the floor. He swayed a little as he stared at my breasts. Well, that's a nice confidence booster. I stood awkwardly, not knowing what to do while Steed stared at my chest. "Is everything okay?" I asked shyly.
"Fucking perfect. Amazing. Jesus, you're perfect, Pax."
My cheeks heated as I lifted his own shirt over his head. The itch in my fingertips to touch him was hard to ignore. Placing my hands on his chest, he inhaled sharply. I smiled, loving his reaction to my touch. Letting my tongue glide over my lips, I leaned in and kissed his perfectly sculpted chest.
"Paxton, baby, I've missed you."
I lifted my eyes to meet his while I continued to kiss his chest, making my way down to his abs. I was hungry with lust and love for this man, and that brought out something brazen in me. Plus, he had been so patient. The least I could do was give him a bit of attention first. Dropping to my knees, I unfastened his belt, my shaking hands unbuttoning his jeans. His hands sank into my hair, and a small groan slipped from his lips when I unzipped and ran my fingers over the bulge in his briefs. I swung my eyes up and beamed when I saw the look of pure love on his face. I pressed a light kiss right where his trail of hair led to the one thing my body was aching to have. "I know what I'm doing now as well."
"Fuck,"
he said with a strained voice. I couldn't help but smile. "Your boots?" I asked. He scrambled to kick his boots off. I tugged on his jeans and briefs and almost laughed when he pulled them off and almost lost his balance. I could hear his breathing over my own, and that did something to me. Knowing how much he was anticipating my touch made me feel sexier, wanton. It drove my libido up even more. His hard dick twitched against that perfect body of his. Shit, I'd forgotten how big he was. I would need a few days to recover after today. Cupping his balls with one hand, I wrapped my hand around his hard, thick shaft. The hiss from his lips urged me on, melting my nerves as his hand grabbed a handful of my hair, and he groaned. My tongue moved lightly up his dick before I took him into my mouth. His pre-cum caused me to moan in delight at the taste of him. Ah, how I've missed Steed's taste. Steed's entire body jumped, and he cried out, "Fucking hell!" I remembered what he liked me to do during a blowjob, and I quickly got to work sucking and licking him as if I was starved for him. My other hand gently worked his balls. Oh, God, Paxton. He used his hands to still my head. His hips rocked into my mouth, and I loved hearing him moan. Swirling my tongue around him, I relished the taste of this man. Strong hands grabbed me and pulled me to a stop.
I'm about to come in your mouth.
I grinned sheepishly. Is that a bad thing? He was fighting for his breath.
Yes, I want to be inside you when I come.
Oh, I whispered with a sly grin. Steve's hands quickly went to work at getting my jeans and panties off while I kicked my boots off.
Christ almighty, Paxton, I'm trying so damn hard to go slow.
I swallowed hard. I don't want slow, Steed. I only want you. His hands cupped my face before his lips pressed to mine. Backing me up to the bed, we crawled onto it, not breaking our kiss once as I laid down. He moved over me. I was positive my heart hadn't ever beat this hard. Not even our first time. I had been more nervous and scared about it hurting. Now I was melting with the heat between our bodies. Knowing what to expect drove me even more. Damn, I was so horny. I was soaked between my legs. As if on cue, Steve's hand moved lightly down my body and between my legs. I spread them apart, panting with the need for him to touch me. "Steve," I whispered against his lips when I pulled away for air. "I need to feel you. Please. It's been so long." His fingers slipped inside, causing me to jump and lift my hips into his hand.
"You're so damn wet."
"Yes," I hissed. Pressing his lips on my neck, he kissed me until he reached a nipple. Taking it into his mouth, he sucked and pulled while his fingers quickly worked my orgasm up. "Faster," I cried out. I didn't care how needy and shaken my voice sounded. I was on the edge of the abyss, and I needed to fall over it. Now. Steed's mouth moved to my other nipple. He gently bit down, and my back arched, my orgasm hitting so hard, I cried out with the only word I could manage. "Steed!" Pleasure ripped through my body. Steed moved back up my body, his hands all over me as he squeezed my breast, blowing hot breath on my nipple. I was a trembling mess. The minute I started to free fall back down to reality, he started his assault again.
"You're so damn beautiful, Paxton. Watching you come is one of my favorite things."
Fighting for words, I smiled and said the only thing that came to mind. "Holy shit." He winked.
"I'm not done, pumpkin. You're so tight. I don't want to hurt you when I push inside of you."
"Not done?" I gasped. He disappeared again. This time he buried his face between my legs and swiped his tongue over my sensitive clit. "Fucking hell!" I cried out. My hands grabbed at the bedspread as I tried to lift my hips up. Steed's strong hands pushed my hips down while he moved his mouth ever so slowly over my hot, pulsing core. It wasn't going to take me long to come again. Hell, my body still felt the aftershocks from my other orgasm. "Steed, oh God, oh God!" He slipped his fingers inside while his tongue worked magic on my sensitive nub. One move with both sent me over the edge. My entire body went rigid as the orgasm burst through. Squeezing my eyes shut, I saw nothing but a pulsing mutt. My hands grabbed at Steed's hair, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to pull him in closer or push him away. He must have scissored his fingers, because an instant sting mixed with my pleasure and caused me to jump. I was too far over the edge to care, though. My hips bucked, while at the same time I desperately tried to get away. I needed it to stop. It was the most intense orgasm I'd ever had in my life. I didn't care that I was crying out Steve's name. It felt fucking amazing. He finally let me go, and I laid on the bed feeling completely spent, my muscles lax and unable to move. Damn, baby, that was amazing to watch. I opened my eyes to see his beautiful, smiling face staring at me. My chest was still rising and falling as I tried to get my breath under control. I can't wait another second, Paxton. I need to be inside of you. I nodded. I need that too, desperately. Steed was over me, his lips against mine as he guided the head of his cock into me. I stiffened while he slowly entered.
Are you okay?
He asked softly. Yes. Yes, I just need a second to adjust. It's been a long time. The look in Steed's eyes made my chest tighten and my stomach dip. It was like his life depended on being inside of me, right this very moment. He pulled out some before pushing back in. We both moaned in delight.
My God, you feel so fucking good.
He spoke against my lips. My fingers dug into his back as I arched, needing to feel him deeper.
I can't control myself, Paxton.
Our eyes met. Then don't.
Chapter 26. Steed. Holy fucking shit, I was in heaven. Paxton's pussy squeezing my cock was the most delicious feeling ever. I'd forgotten how amazing she was, how she made me feel when I was inside her. Nothing else in this world mattered but us. The only woman I'd ever loved was back in my arms, and I was trying so hard not to let loose and fuck the living shit out of her. I can't control myself, Paxton. Her eyes turned dark with desire. Then don't. It was a whisper, but it seemed like a shouted plea. I leaned up and grabbed her hips, pulling out and pushing back in harder. Fuck! I cried out. Paxton grabbed at the bedspread, her face flushed with her earlier orgasms. When I looked down, I saw my cock moving in and out of her body. It was hot as hell, and I had to fight my orgasm off. No fucking way was I letting it in things that quick. When I glanced back up, Paxton was on her elbows, watching our bodies become one. Her bottom lip caught between her teeth as she stared at my cock pounding into her over and over again. Jesus, her watching was hot. Where did my sweet, innocent Paxton go? I fucking loved this older version of her. I sped up, the sounds of our bodies slapping together driving me closer and closer to my release. Paxton dropped back down, her head thrashing from side to side.
More, Steed, deeper!
She cried out as she met me thrust for thrust. A sheen of sweat covered our bodies. Dropping down, I pulled her closer as I moved in and out. Her little moans and noises were like music to my ears. I wanted her to come again, to release when I did. I love you so much, Paxton. Christ, I've missed this. Her eyes snapped open, and I was overcome with how blue they looked. I could see her love for me. No longer was there doubt or fear, no more pain and hurt, only love.
I love you,
she panted. I will never leave you. Never, I said while pressing my mouth to hers. The kiss was almost as amazing as the fucking. Dragging her mouth from mine, her eyes seemed to spark as she cried out. I'm gonna come. The feel of her pussy pulsing on my cock with her release was my undoing. I pulled out and pushed back in fast and deep. A long, deep grunt pulled from the deepest part of my throat as I called out, Oh, fuck! Her arms and legs wrapped around me, clinging to me for her life. Both of us let out small moans while we came together. Filling her with my cum made my heart beat harder and my chest squeeze. It wasn't until our bodies came to a stop that I realized what we had done. With my face buried in her neck, I was too fucking afraid to ruin the moment by pointing out we had just had sex without protection. No wonder it felt so fucking good. Paxton's fingers moved lazily over my back while my cock still twitched inside her.
"That was the most amazing moment of my life," she softly said, drawing back, our eyes locked. "For me, too." Her gaze searched my face before landing back on mine. She chewed on the corner of her lip, then said, "We didn't use protection." My heart sank. "I know. I was so caught up in everything, I didn't think about it until right after. I'm sorry, Paxton." I tried to read her, but couldn't. She traced a finger over my stubble. "Neither one of us thought about it. But you should know, I'm not on the pill." 10 years ago, I'd have freaked the fuck out. Now, a small part of me hoped like hell I'd just gotten her pregnant. Another part of me, the greedy, selfish bastard, hoped I hadn't so I could have her to myself for a bit longer. What happens, happens. It changes nothing for me. I love you, and I want you to be a part of my life, Paxton. Forever. Her eyes threatened to spill over with tears, but she was able to hold them back. "Is it wrong a part of me wants it, but the other part doesn't?" I grinned. "No, because I just thought the same damn thing." She chuckled. Leaning down, I kissed her softly. Slowly. I could feel my dick coming back up, and I started to move again. Paxton moaned softly into my mouth. "Do you want me to stop?" I asked. One time going without protection was one thing. Twice was just playing with fire. "Could you pull out? I want you again." Before I had a chance to answer, the door to the cabin opened and we both froze. "Who was that?" Paxton mouthed. With wide surprised eyes, I mouthed back, "I have no clue." I could hear movement. Whoever it was walked in, set something on the table, and made their way over to the sink. Slowly pulling out of her, I felt my cum. Paxton must have felt it also because she sat up and peered down. I frantically looked around for something to clean her with. The red bandana caught my eye. It had something written on it, but I didn't pay attention when I grabbed it. I wiped off Paxton, then cleaned myself off and threw it on the floor. We quietly slipped off the bed and got dressed. It took everything I had not to start laughing. It might have been one of the ranch hands coming to check things out if they saw the horses. Then the person started humming. Paxton stopped moving and covered her mouth. An expression of pure horror moved over her face. Amelia. Chapter 27. Steed. "Nelly?" I mouthed. Nodding her head, Paxton dropped her hands and pulled on her boots. "Okay. Words come to me," Amelia said. I could faintly hear the sounds of her fingernails tapping against her keyboard. Now it made sense. The flowers sitting on the table were Amelia's favorite. She had told me she had a hiding place for writing when she was struggling with the story. She must have meant the cabin.
"What do we do?"
Paxton mouthed as she pulled the comforter off the bed and picked up the bandana and wrapped it all in a ball. I loved that she was trying to clean up. Smiling, I took her hand in mine. She shook her head and pulled back when I tried to get her to walk with me out to the living area.
"Steed, no," she whispered.
The typing stopped. I put my finger to my mouth to get Paxton to stop talking. She dropped the bedspread like it had burned her. The typing started again, as did the faint sound of music. I slowly opened the door to the bedroom. Amelia's back was facing us. Paxton tried to sneak out of the cabin without Amelia seeing us. I watched as she tiptoed over to the front door. Amelia caught sight of her and screamed, then jumped up, which made Paxton scream and throw her body against the front door.
"It's just me,"
Paxton screamed. Amelia covered her chest with both hands. Her eyes jerked from Paxton to me, back to Paxton, and finally back to me.
"Jesus, son of Mary, you scared the living piss out of me. What in the hell are you—"
She stopped talking. A slow smile moved across her face.
"You slept together."
I glanced at Paxton. She wore a huge grin as her cheeks turned a beautiful shade of pink. Amelia jumped up and down.
"You slept together." O to the M to the get it, girl G.
Covering her face in her hands, Paxton groaned. I walked over and pulled her into my arms. We've been caught, pumpkin. Amelia did a few spins, a fist pump, mumbled something about motivation, and then stilled.
Wait, you had sex in here? Please tell me you were finished when I walked in.
I wanted to laugh at the horrified look on her face as it all sank in. Actually, we were gearing up for round two when you walked in. Paxton hit me on the stomach while Amelia covered her mouth and stumbled back a few steps. She fake gagged, or maybe she gagged for real, I'm not sure.
You were... when I... that's gross.
Paxton dropped her head and buried her face into my chest.
I'm so humiliated.
Don't be, Pax. We didn't know anyone would be showing up.
Why must you guys use the cabin as your fuck zone? Oh, my God. I walked in on Trevor banging some whore on my work table a few months ago. He has a house on the ranch. You have a house. Why are you here in my happy place?
We were out riding and things got a little heated. I couldn't take Paxton back to my place because Mom's there with Chloe. Amelia sighed.
Did you at least clean up?
Paxton pushed off me.
We started to. Steve, get the bedspread and that little bandana.
I started for the bedroom, but Amelia stepped in front of me.
Bandana?
Yeah, I said, trying to walk around her. What about it?
I had to use it in a pinch.
Her eyes widened.
So, you used it for blowing your nose?
She looked hopeful that I might agree with that. I shook my head. No, if you must know, when you walked in, I was still buried balls deep inside Paxton.
Oh, God,
Paxton said with a groan. Amelia snarled her lip.
Gross.
You're taking the conversation there, sis. I needed to wipe the cum off of us, and I saw the bandana on the side of the bed. I used it. I figured it was something Mom had picked up for decoration.
Horror moved over her face. No, you didn't. Steed, why didn't you walk into the bathroom and get a towel like any normal guy?
I panicked, Amelia. I was fucking my girlfriend less than 3 minutes before you walked in. What the hell was I supposed to do? She spun around and covered her mouth.
Too much information.
You were the one jumping all around saying how happy you were we had sex.
Maybe I'll just go in and get that stuff.
Paxton said, walking between us and into the bedroom.
Steed, that was a gift from one of my readers. They made it for me because one of my characters in a book I wrote always carried a bandana.
Oh, shit. Why in the hell did you have a gift from one of your readers on the side table in the cabin?
Because I thought it would look cute in here with all the furniture. And this is my writing cave, you asshole.
Paxton came out of the bedroom carrying the bedspread.
Amelia, I'll take care of this and get it all cleaned. I'm sure it's fine.
Pinching the bridge of her nose, she shook her head.
It has my brother's cum on it. Oh, God.
Covering her mouth, she gagged again, and I couldn't help but laugh. I took Paxton's free hand in mine and pulled her toward the door. Hey, you could put this whole scene in a book. I could practically feel the anger pouring off of her as she turned to me. She picked up a book and threw it at me.
Fuck you, Steed Parker,
Amelia screamed. I lost it laughing while I ducked out of harm's way.
Steed, that wasn't very nice,
Paxton said, trying her best to hide her own laughter. Glancing up, I couldn't help the lightness that crept into my chest as I watched Paxton sitting in the oversized chair with her legs tucked under her. Chloe was snuggled up, staring at the pages of the book Paxton was reading. This was the life I had dreamed of for so many years. A family with Paxton. It had been a month since we had sex in the cabin. A month of pure fucking bliss. Every chance we had, we were in bed together, making up for lost time. Damn, I loved making love to Paxton. It was the only time I ever felt completely relaxed. Contentment wasn't even the beginning of how I felt.
Daddy, are you going to get our turkey this year for Thanksgiving?
My eyes drifted to my daughters, and I smiled. Uncle Tripp always shoots the turkey for Thanksgiving.
How come?
Chloe asked. I shrugged. Guess it's always been the tradition. Grandpa had him shoot his first turkey when he was about your age. Her eyes widened as she jumped out of the chair and ran across the room to me.
Can I shoot a turkey with Uncle Tripp?
With a chuckle, I nodded. If you want to. I'm sure he would love that. But maybe next year when I can teach you a little more about guns and how to safely use them. Chloe spun around and faced Paxton.
Paxton, have you ever shot a deer?
I sure have. I was with your daddy when I shot my first deer.
My mind drifted back to that day. Paxton sitting up in the deer stand with me, so serious about killing her first buck. I'd never been more proud than when she shot him and he dropped straight to the ground. Perfect shot.
Daddy, Daddy, I want to be like Paxton. Please, can I shoot a deer?
Laughing, I pulled her onto my lap and tickled her stomach. She kicked and laughed until I stopped. You really want to shoot a deer, Chloe? Her big blue eyes looked into mine.
I want to be like Paxton when I grow up.
My heart melted and my gaze jerked up to see Paxton wiping a tear from her cheek. She is pretty amazing, isn't she? I asked, not really expecting my daughter to answer.
She is. I can't wait until she's my mommy.
We both smiled. This past month I hadn't pressured Paxton with our relationship. If it were up to me, she'd be moved in and my ring would be on her finger. But I knew she wanted to take things slower. We made sure we went out at least 3 times a week, twice alone and once with Chloe. Paxton's blue eyes stared into mine, and I replied, "Neither can I, Pumpkin. Neither can I."
Chapter 28 Paxton. 1 week off. You have no idea how much I need this week off. Karina set her oversized bag down on one of the kids' desks as she dropped into the seat. It was the last day before our Thanksgiving break, and we had a half day. Next week, we had the whole week off. It was a much-needed break for all of us. "Hard to believe Thanksgiving is next week," I said. She rolled her neck. "Thank God. I love my students, but I need a break from them and their parents. If one more mom tries to set me up on a date, I swear I'm going to blow a fuse." I chuckled. "They mean well." Lifting her brow, she asked, "They still snooping for information on you and Steed?" "Gina is. Pretty much everyone else knows we're seeing each other." "Speaking of, how are things going with you guys? I never see you anymore, so I don't get the dirty lowdown."
"Dirty lowdown?"
Karina nodded. "Please, if he is anything like his twin brother, I'm sure the boy does dirty, dirty things to you when you're alone." My cheeks heated. "Have you seen Mitchell again?" Her smile faded, and a look of hurt moved in so fast I might have missed it had I not been focused on her. "No, but I've gone out a few times with Tripp. At least he's interested." She faked a laugh. I leaned back. "So, Mitchell was honoring the brother code. Interesting. How's it going? With Tripp?" With a shrug, she replied, "It's okay. He loves politics and law, and throws in a bit of ranting every now and then. Those seem to be the only 3 things he ever talks about."
"Why do you go out with him, then?"
Chewing on her lip, she replied, "He's nice. Treats me with respect. And it keeps me from sitting home all alone watching Disney movies and daydreaming about my Prince Charming. I get the feeling he is looking for arm candy, especially since he wants to run for mayor someday." "Have you all slept together yet?" She tossed her head back and let out a roar of laughter. "No, I informed him I wasn't the type of girl to spread my legs open like that. Besides, we aren't even remotely close to that in our relationship, if you can call it that." I leaned forward. "And yet, you did with Mitchell. Spread your legs." Her face was pained. "That was different. It was a moment of weakness, and I had been drinking. It was a mistake." "Clearly he thinks so, as well, since he went radio silent afterwards." Dragging in a deep breath, I blew it out. I needed to let her know about both Mitchell and Tripp liking her.
I'm pretty sure Mitchell likes you, Karina. Her eyes grew wide, and I swore I saw confusion in her eyes. Then she laughed and said, I doubt it. No, Karina, he does. Her smile faded. It was a one-night stand, just like you said, Paxton. I'm over it. I opened my mouth, but someone knocked on the door. Karina turned to look over her shoulder, and I glanced up. Steed stood there with a beaming expression on his face. Damn, he looked hot as hell. His black t-shirt showcased his ripped upper body perfectly. His cowboy hat was in his hand, and his hair was a disheveled mess. I could imagine him running his hand through it as he worked on the ranch with Trevor. Letting my eyes travel down his body, I couldn't help but notice how his Wrangler jeans fit him perfectly. The icing on the cake were the cowboy boots I had given him so long ago. I loved that he still wore them. My lower stomach pooled with heat. I wanted him. Now. Jesus, any time this man is around, I'm horny as hell. Steed tilted his head and lifted a brow. I'm sure he noticed the way I was eye-fucking him. Hey, Steed, how's it going? Karina asked, standing and reaching for her bag. I made a mental note to finish our conversation about Mitchell later.
It's going good. How about you?
She shrugged. Same crop, different day. He chuckled.
Tripp said you're heading back home for Thanksgiving.
Karina paused. No. My parents are going on a cruise, and my older brother is going skiing with his fiancé. I'm planning on cooking a nice Marie Callender's turkey pot pie and watching Cinderella. I stood. What? Why didn't you tell me you were staying in town? Swinging the bag over her shoulder, she winked. It's no big deal. I'm planning on catching up on some reading and work.
You should come to our place for Thanksgiving, Karina. My mother cooks for a small army,
Steed offered. Karina laughed. Your family is a small army. Thank you, but really, it's okay. I rounded my desk and took her wrist. I knew Karina. She would hate being alone. Please come. I know Melanie and John would love to have you, and Chloe adores you. Plus, my parents will be there. Please. Her eyes wouldn't meet mine. I'm late for an appointment. We'll chat later about it, okay? I nodded and dropped her wrist. Sure. Karina kissed me on the cheek and headed toward the door. You guys have fun today. Steed watched as Karina made her way out of my classroom and down the hall. Turning back to me, he frowned.
Shit. Tripp is an asshole.
There was no way I could hold back my chuckle. What makes you say that?
Because, by the look on her face, she clearly told him she wasn't going home. He didn't pay attention. He never pays attention unless it has something to do with him.
My eyes focused on the doorway Karina had walked through moments ago. I think she likes Mitchell. You know they spent a night together. Steed's brows lifted.
No shit. When?
That night you took me home from Cord's bar. She was with Mitchell, and she told me they pretty much got lost in each other all night, which, I might add, is so unlike her. But Mitchell hasn't called or anything.
That's because Tripp's laid claim.
Laid claim? What is she, a cow? Does Tripp even like her? With a grim twist of his mouth, he replied,
Sorry, bad choice of words. Anyway, I think he likes her. He seems to enjoy her company, and he does talk about her. But come to think of it, he seems to talk about her more when Mitchell's around.
I wonder if Mitchell likes her. Steve made his way over to me. With each step, my body grew hotter.
If he does, maybe he's confused. He actually felt something for a woman, and he doesn't know how to deal with it. Then add Tripp into the equation.
Rolling my eyes, I mumbled, Men. He stopped in front of me.
You know, when I first knocked and you looked at me, I could swear I saw a hungry look in your eyes.
I wiggled my eyebrows. You saw right. His hand slipped behind my neck, pulling me close.
What are you hungry for?
You.
Chloe's with Amelia this afternoon.
My body trembled from the look of promise in his eyes.
I know. Anti-afternoon, Amelia called it.
Do you know what that means?
You're going to take me back.